Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our omnipresent Bhagavan. Today on the auspicious day of Makar Sankranti, we are indeed grateful to Bhagavan for granting us permission to launch a new initiative on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India. Many of us remember way back on 30th of December, 1997, it was Bhagwan in the Hillview Stadium who blessed the Satya Sai Unity Cup for cricket when the International 11 played the India 11 in the immediate presence of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It's after more than two decades that today is the time come when Bhagwan has blessed us to launch the Sri Satya Sai Cricket League on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, which will be a national cricket league available to all the youth of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations. The conditions are very, very simple, that they have to be young men who are already involved in Seva with the Satya Sai Organization, or they will be young men who want to participate with a commitment that they will participate on the basis that they will join Seva activities as they play the league in India. The purpose of this league is to ensure that the cricket, which is the national religion of this country, the youth are invited and energized on the path of human values and building up a character. Bhagwan is to always say that we must build not only the personal character, the individual character, but also the national character. And therefore, this league will be conducted in that spirit, offering it at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and encouraging youth to participate in this league. The rules and regulations will be released today. The matches will start from the samiti level to the district level to the zonal level. And ultimately, the finals are scheduled to be held at the Hillview Stadium on the 22nd and 23rd of August, 2020. And we offer this at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I'm indeed very happy that today, to encourage us on this league in India, we have none other than Brother V.V.S. Lakshman, who has agreed to be the inspirer for this league for the youth in the country on behalf of the Satya Sai Seva Organization. We also have a very strong committee that is going to monitor this league in India, who have been players themselves. And today I am indeed very pleased to note that our own Chancellor of the University, Sri Chakravarti, has himself been a cricket player and played a league in his times when he was a young person. With these few words, I request that the audiovisual be played so that we can launch the cricket league in the immediate presence of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Life is a game, play it. Life is a challenge, meet it. Life is a dream, realize it. I dreamt of playing cricket for my country and I met various challenges in my life but played the game in the right spirit and realized my dream. If I could do it, so can you. Dream big, aim high in life.
with loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of a most benevolent mother, Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba Varu. Sai Ram to one and all. On behalf of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations India, the All India President Sri Nimish Pandya and his team, on this most auspicious occasion of Makara Sankranti, we now have the inaugural ceremony of the Sri Sathya Sai National Cricket League, the Sri Sathya Sai T20 series for the Sri Sathya Sai Unity Cup 2020. This tournament, as mentioned by our All India President, is for the members of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organizations in India. Now, invoking the divine blessings of Swami, I invite the organizing team to come forward at the Sai Sannidhi. First, I would request the All India President, Sri Nimish Pandya, the chairman of the organizing committee, to come forward. I now request Sri K.M. Rao, former state player, Tamil Nadu, coached by the legendary cricketer C.K. Naidu. Sri K.M. Rao, at the age of 84, is still active in Chennai training youngsters in cricket. Sri Gopi Krishna Pirithala, that's myself, a former university cricketer, a captain, has played All India Cricket Tournament and was a probable for Ranji Trophy. The next member is Sri J. Venugopalan, the state president of Tamil Nadu, an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, a captain of this university, a former captain, and presently is now also helping in promoting cricket in Tamil Nadu. We now have Sai Kiran, a former Super League player of Hyderabad Cricket Association. Sri Varun Athreya, our own Balvika student, an alumnus, who is now a video analyst at the BCCI, and he's a technical consultant for the Chennai Super Kings. It is my great honor and privilege to invite our very, very special brother, yes, VVS Lakshman, the international legendary cricketer of India, who has come all the way from Bombay to be with us for this inaugural ceremony. Sri VVS Lakshman, please. We are also very happy to have with us the senior most trustee of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, Sri K. Chakravarti Garu, whom we have just found out was a senior league player at Chennai in 1960. I request Sri Chakravarti Garu to come forward, please. I take this opportunity to welcome our young and dynamic Central Trust member, Sri R.J. Ratnakar Garu, an all-rounder in sports and games and a winner of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Gold Medal in sports and games in Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. I invite Sri R.J. Ratnakar Garu. I also invite our Central Trust members, the eminent diabetologist, Dr. Mohan, and our Secretary of the State Sathya Sai Central Trust, Sri GSRCV Prasad Rao Garu, to honor us with their presence here. Seeking the divine presence, I now request Sri VVS Lakshman, Sri K. Chakravarti Garu, Sri R.J. Ratnakar Garu, and the Central Trust members to release and hand over to the All India President and his team the brochure, the poster, and the playing rules. We will now also, before we release the poster, we will unveil the Sri Sathya Sai Unity Cup 2020, the same cup blessed by Bhagwan in 1997. Yatra Matho Dharo Dhara Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti Dhruvani Tirma Tirma Ma. I now request that the brochure, the poster, and the playing rules be released today. Put your hands together for the release of the poster. Playing rules have been released, and we now have the release of the brochure of the Sri Satya Sai National Cricket League. We will now have the legendary cricketer hand over a bat and a set of balls to launch this cricket game. This bat has been endorsed by Sri V.V.S. Lakshman with loving pranams to Swami V.V.S. Lakshman 15-1-2020. I request Sri Lakshman to hand it over to the All India President, the Chairman of this committee. Thank you very much, sir, for your gracious presence and launching this ceremony today. On behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organizations India, I now invite Sri V.V.S. Lakshman to say a few words on this momentous occasion. Sri V.V.S. Lakshman.
Om Sai Ram. Firstly, my humble salutations to the lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I would first wholeheartedly thank the organizers of this cricket league for inviting me. I am truly humble and privileged and feel blessed. I had the same kind of feeling in 1997, in fact, when the Hillview Stadium was built, the new Hillview Stadium was built before the Unity Cup. There was a match between the players of Andhra, Hyderabad, Karnataka to test the wicket at the Hillview Stadium and test the ground conditions at the Hillview Stadium. And that was the first time, in fact, the first time I visited Puttaparthi. And that was the first time I had the darshan of our beloved Bhagwan And that was the first time Bhagwan interacted with me. And I can never ever forget that experience. Because when the audio visual was going, I was just remembering sitting there. The wonderful evening, Bhagwan gave us an interview to all the players who participated in that match. And the first question when he walked into the room was, where is Lakshman? And I was so humble, I was taken aback that Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba, actually called out my name. I was going through a turbulent time in my career because I made my international debut in 1996. I was asked to open while I was always a middle order batsman and I was in and out of the Indian cricket team. And when Bhagwan saw me and asked me, there are a lot of clouds in your mind. Don't worry. It is just a passing cloud. And you will have a wonderful, extraordinary career. And I was not even an established player in that Indian cricket team. And as it turned out, as it always happened, whatever the Bhagwan says turns into reality. And I was blessed to have represented India for more than 100 test matches, went on to play for 16 years with the divine grace of the Bhagwan. I had some unbelievable experiences whenever I used to come to Parthi or Whitefield. And Bhagwan always used to say that sports, not only cricket, but sports teaches you a lot. And the whole intention of having the new stadium at Puttaparthi, the whole intention of having Sachin lead the Indian 11, and then you had the stalwarts from rest of the world playing in that Unity Cup, was to spread the message of sports, was to spread the message of what team building is all about, what teamwork is all about. Message to the youngsters to know how to handle success, how to handle failures, how to not become arrogant and egoistic when you achieve success, how to bounce back when you're going through turbulent times, when you're facing obstacles. And Bhagwan in fact told to all of us that through sports, you build your character. And I'm glad that again, the Satya Sai Baba National Trust has taken this initiative where they're giving an opportunity to all the youngsters, part of the Satya Sai Baba Seva Mandals across the country. Across the country, it's not only one or two places, it's not restricted to one or two regions, but across the country to participate and play this lovely game. And that this national league is being organized, and I'm sure that all the youngsters will participate, have a lot of fun. All the youngsters will learn a lot through this exposure and opportunity they are going to get. Because I still remember, and whenever I interact with the great Sachin Tendulkar, he always misses the presence of Bhagwan. Because in his cricket kit, in his room, whenever I used to go, there used to be a corner which had the photograph of Bhagwan, and every day he used to pay respect, pray to the Bhagwan, seeking his blessings. In his cricket kit, there used to always be a photograph of Bhagwan. And not only Sachin Tendulkar, not only myself, but a lot of cricketers, in fact, seek the blessings of Bhagwan and got the blessings of Bhagwan, including the great legendary Sunil Gavaskar. I've got my wife here, Sailaja. When I got married in 2004, we came here when India was playing against Pakistan in Bangalore. And during that visit, the first interaction Bhagwan had with my wife, she became a staunch devotee of Bhagwan, and even now she interacts with the spirit of the Bhagwan. She seeks blessings from the Bhagwan. And when my son Sarvajit, who's on my right, was born in 2007, and then my daughter Achintya was born in 2008, my wife was very adamant that their names have to be given by the Bhagwan. We came here, we waited patiently for 3 days because we know Bhagwan tests your patience. And then he named my son Sarvajit because that was the year known as Sarvajit in the Telugu calendar and told that he is going to be winner in everything. He is going to be number one in everything. And then he's given my daughter name Achintya saying that Chinta Lenidi, you know, in his own sweet tone, you know, voice, Chinta Lenindi. She's a beautiful girl. She'll achieve a lot of success and her name is Achintya. So we feel blessed that Bhagwan has totally blessed and taken the entire family under his fold. And we continue to seek his blessings. And that's why it's a great occasion for me that I'm standing here in the presence of the Bhagwan and interacting with the youngsters. Because Bhagwan always told, whenever I met him, that the youngsters, at that time I was a youngster, I still feel I'm a youngster, even though I'm 45 years. At that time he told that it's the youngsters who are the future of a country. So whatever you do, Lakshman, through the game of cricket, through each and every action of yours, remember that youngsters are watching you. Everyone loves the game of cricket. You are a role model. Through your actions, you are inspiring the youngsters. And he wanted me to follow two principles, two simple messages of his. And I feel that even though it's so simple, it's very difficult to follow them. And especially in our country, the present scenario in our country, I think these two messages are very, very relevant. Number one message which he told is love all, serve all. Such a simple message. But is it easy to follow that? We don't see it being followed so easily. When you love everyone, when you serve everyone, you are selfless. You're living for others. You're living to do whatever possible for the society, for your country. So that was the first message Bhagwan told me to follow. The second message was love ever, help ever, hurt never. We always look to criticize people. When you criticize someone, you hurt people. But this simple message is never ever hurt the feelings of others. And that is such a relevant message from the Bhagwan, especially in the present day scenario in our country. So I just thank the organizers of this wonderful initiative and more so to the Bhagwan for giving me this opportunity to interact with all of you, and I wish everyone Happy Sankranti, and I wish all the youngsters here that dream big and just seek the blessings of the Bhagwan, who will help you, who will guide you, who will direct you to fulfill and achieve your dreams. I have experienced that in my life. I'm continuing to experience that in my life, and I'm sure that it will continue till my last breath in this world. And all of you are really blessed that at such a young age, you are in such close proximity to the spirit of the Bhagwan. So I've got no doubt that all your dreams will be fulfilled. Have your dreams, have a clear-cut picture, have a clear-cut goal in your mind. Work hard to achieve that goal, be committed to that goal, and leave the result in the hands of the Bhagwan. He will take care of all of you. All the very best. Om Sai Ram.
Krishna, yatra patho dhanurdhara, tatra shri vijayo bhuti, dhruvani tirmatir mama.
Creation of God is inherent with duality, but the dualism isn't existent in the Creator Himself. He is the Dharma of Dharmaja and the anger of Duryodhana. He is the devotion of Draupadi and the deceit of Shakuni. He is the charioteer. He is the warrior. Sarvam Krishnamayam, a drama presentation that is a revelation of a realization, that is a reminder of true renunciation. The students of the Prashanthi Nilayam campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning offer to their beloved Bhagwan Sarvam Krishnamayam.
Uttarayana, a new journey begins at the end of another. The past imprints memories for the future, which is a seed for another past. Isn't this the cycle of life? Is there an escape? Is there any liberation from it? As ordained are day and night, so are victory and failure. They are opposites, but tied together. The battlefield of Kurukshetra was a witness to a war of loyalty and lies, a war of devotion and deceit, a war of bravery and butchery. Even as dilemmas raged in the heads of great warriors, their hands were roped in warfare. Today, you and me will watch together this battle of the head and heart of Dharmaja. Death is a certain end to an uncertain life, yet every human wants to evade it. Even Duryodhana was no exception to this. When he knew that he lost the war, he chose to hide from his end. But would Bhima allow that?
This is Duryodhana.
It's time for me to go from here. The Pandavas are coming in, sir.
So, this is where the crown prince of Hastinapura makes his last stand. Come out, Duryodhana. We know you stay hidden in the depths of this pool. Face your judgment like the Kshatriya you claim to be. Oh, perhaps you are now tired of war. Perhaps peace was the better option after all.
Brother Duryodhana, it is not fitting that you stay hidden, hesitant to fight this war. Not indeed, after the fall of many for your sake.
War, you say? Unto what end? I do not see any worth in kingship, not after the loss of my kin. Go forth, Yudhishthira. Rule this world. This kingdom, now bereft of heroes and family, I shall seek refuge in the woods as an ascetic.
What sudden renunciation is this, O prince? You are not so generous, nor as pious in the past. When we pleaded for peace, you raged for war. And now, when war has found you, you shy away from it. You bring shame to our noble house. Fie on you!
If it is war you seek, it is war you shall have.
So, who will fight me? I see anticipation gleam in your eyes, Bhima. I too have waited long for this. Pranams, Gurudeva.
The rumors are true then. The house of Guru drowns in the blood of its own. It pains me to watch my two disciples fight. But as I see, it is too late for peace. Duryodhana, Bhima, both of you are mighty warriors. Having learned the rules of warfare from me, even in this dire hour, stand by your Kshatriya Dharma.
Gurudeva, it is glory or victory that awaits us.
Bhimasena,
I have broken your thigh.
How could you hit me below my waist? You wretch!
Bhima! Shame on you! You have disregarded the rules of war! Shame that I am your master! You have reduced the courts of war to mere brawling! For this adharmic act of yours, it is better that I end your life here itself!
Jest! Calm yourself. I do not see any wrong in this battle. If taking the life of an unarmed Bhima for the sake of establishing dharma is justified, are not the actions of Bhima too? He merely fulfilled his vow, as a warrior must.
You are ever in favor of the Pandavas, Krishna, even so that you do not acknowledge their faults. Revel in your victory, Bhima, but know that it is built on deceit. Your victory, all of yours, is empty, hollow, and without any meaning. There is no pride in it.
Bhrata Balram.
Leave me, Kanha. I will go away from here. It was a mistake to ever have come.
Do not fear. Dharma is deeper than you know. And you have never left its side.
You cowherd. You are the cause of all of this. This deceit, these sinful victories. Why? The fall of Pitamaha, the death of our Guru,
The end of my friend Karna. It was you. It was you, Krishna, who pushed Arjuna to such a lowly act. And now, me, where is your dharma now?
Do not claim that you always stood with the right. Do not speak of moral code when it was you who slew Abhimanyu, alone, unarmed, and chariotless. Where was your nobility when you disrobed Draupadi? Or your honesty? Even those that stood by you stood with Adharma and reaped the fruit of that action. Duryodhana, too numerous are your sins to recount now. All this is but a reflection of your own actions.
Say what you will, Vasudeva, but I shall remain unbent even when fallen. For I have lived well in my eyes. And now I am ready to face my end, proud to have lived the life of a true Kshatriya. Yudhishthira, I laugh at your hollow victory. You are the king of empty halls, the lord of a broken world. What manner of a king will you be with no kingdom?
The sun has set on the Kuru dynasty. All 100 sons are dead. The oath of Bhimasena fulfilled. Is this the end of all trials and tribulations for the Pandavas? Yudhishthira may be crowned king, but is he happy after what has occurred in front of his eyes? One battle may have come to an end, but another has just begun in the mind of Yudhishthira. For Bhrata Balaram's words linger on his mind. Does the son of Dharma succumb to this inner conflict? But before that, the son of Guru Drona, Ashwatthama, has a score to settle with the Pandavas.
Such a thought even occur in his... My blood boils at the very thought of him. How my sword itches.
Nakula! Draupadi, Bhima and Arjuna shall definitely apprehend that vile Ashwatthama and bring him here.
And of what use shall that be? Will my dear sons awake to life? Even now, they look just as I had left them, as if asleep. Will they not come, laugh and play about with me as they did every day? Can they not hear their mother cry? Krishna?
Here is that heartless assassin, Ashwatthama. Nothing righteous was ever expected of him. But to hide under the cloak of night and murder innocent children?
O son of Drona, why? What have you done?
You have descended to the darkest of depths in the history of mankind. You have become an animal, Ashwatthama. Is this the Kshatriya Dharma your father taught you?
You scheming cowherd! You dare invoke my father's name! The day you plotted to kill my father, that day you made me an animal. And you murdered your own guru, resorting to trickery and deceit. What dharma did you follow then? When you lied to my father, O Dharmaraja, and now you dare preach dharma to me?
If you're still standing with life in your body, it is only out of respect for Guru Varya. Cherish every second of it, for my patience runs thin. This mace waits only for Draupadi's command. Panchali.
What did my children ever do to you? What could they do to you? If it was blood that you wanted, you could have taken my life. I would have gladly given it. But why did my innocent children have to become the victims of your revenge, Ashwatthama? Why?
Your children? I still remember each of their little faces looking up at me. Was it confusion? Was it pain? Or was it the fear that I saw? I'm not really sure. It didn't last that long. I massacred them all. It was first your son, Yudhishthira, then yours, Bhima, and
you
then
Arjuna. You piece of filth!
Bhimasena!
I cannot understand why you allow this maniac to keep rambling. Every moment in his company disgusts me. Every breath of his screams as an insult to me. Grant me the opportunity to end both his misery and mine.
Bhima, I am the one who promised to behead this monster in response to Draupadi's agony.
Command me, Agraja, and I shall...
Enough! It is Draupadi who shall decide what is to be done with Ashwatthama. It is your word that shall be followed.
Leave him.
What? What are you saying, Draupadi?
Has the loss of your sons driven you to insanity? This rogue doesn't deserve to live.
No. I forgive Ashwatthama. Let him live.
But Draupadi, what is the point of capturing Ashwatthama only to release him again?
Here is the brute that murdered our sons mercilessly.
And the pain of losing them? No one can ever know better than me, Arya. That pain, nothing can assuage it. I cannot bear to inflict upon another mother what I am going through. By killing Ashwatthama, will my little ones walk this earth again and rush into my arms? Can I ever hear them call me mother? No. No mother should ever endure what I have suffered.
Pati Pranam.
go.
So be it, Panchali.
Sister, as per your word, Ashwathama's life shall be spared. However, Arjuna's vow too must be fulfilled. Let his head be shaven and his crown jewel removed, a punishment deemed by the scriptures as equivalent to death itself. Ashwathama, henceforth you shall not know death. You shall roam this earth for the next 3,000 years, crying out in pain. Let this immortality be a curse for you. Panchali, your decision is not one of emotion or weakness, but one that demands much greater courage and strength, that of forgiveness. Dharmaja, Draupadi's ideals of forgiveness and tolerance must form the foundation for the kingdom that is soon to be established.
Of late, lines of worry seem to deepen upon your countenance,
and it hasn't escaped our notice that you dine only to oblige our requests so that we can have our food. What has become so significant that troubles you, brother?
Nothing much of concern. It is just the vagaries of this mind.
Now that the travails of war have ended, where is the room for any apprehension?
The subjects need your wise counsel and guidance now.
Which subjects do you speak of, Partha? Those who lost a part of themselves fighting in this ghastly war? Is it the ailing parents with blind expectations of their brave children who shall never return? Or the mothers clutching their little ones, eagerly waiting for their husbands whom we killed? Are these the subjects that need my kingship? This victory, soaked in the blood of our kith and kin and innocent people, is no victory at all.
Agraja, is bloodshed not an outcome of war? Where is Vijaya without the destruction of the evil?
Nakula, history may define our success in the Kurukshetra war as triumph, but wasn't Vijaya, in its pristine purity, claimed by Draupadi? Her heart was torn apart with the agony of losing her children, and yet she chose to forgive Ashwathama. Wasn't her Shama a sign of true victory? What have we sinners done?
Agraja, but of what use is this Pashchatapa?
Sahadeva, my heart my heart remains inconsolable. I have the blood of my grandsire, my guru, and my own brother on these wretched hands. We have even snatched away the breath of the rightful heir to the Pandava throne, our elder brother Karna. His valor and charity would have been our guiding light, by which the five of us would have tread.
I agree with you, Agraja. We may have been of indistinguishable prowess on the battlefield, but I could never match his charity. Giving up his kavacha and kundala, despite knowing that it shall put him in a vulnerable position, was his true greatness. His adherence to his vow of charity was unparalleled.
And Partha, wasn't that true victory?
भास्कराय नमः ओम आदित्याय नमः
ओ सूर्य देवा ब्लेस्ड इंडीड एम आई टू बास्क इन योर डिवाइन इफल्जेंस प्रे लेट योर रेडियंस कोर्स थ्रू माय वेन्स गिविंग मी द स्ट्रेंथ टू नेवर वेवर फ्रॉम द पाथ ऑफ धर्मा
करना The whole world knows about your unwavering adherence to your promise of charity. But my dear son, today I have come to warn you that it is this very steadfastness that will be your undoing.
Lord, I fail to understand how the observance of my vow can lead to my downfall. Is it not dharma to follow my word?
Radheya, listen. Hearing of your world-renowned rectitude, the king of the gods, Devendra himself, will come to you in the guise of a Brahmin, seeking your kavacha and kundala. Knowing full well that you never turn down the request of a Brahmin.
It is then indeed my greatest good fortune that I can be of help to the lord of the skies. Sacrificing these valuable gifts, one can only beget eternal fame. And the most exalted place in the highest heaven. What then are you worried about, O Lord?
Karna, these are no ordinary jewels. They have been forged with the divine nectar, rendering the one bejeweled in them immortal. Parting with them, you will no longer remain invincible. It is precisely for this reason that Indra seeks to solicit them. You and Partha are destined to meet one day in battle. If you wish to win over him, do not surrender your armor and earrings in charity.
Forgive me, Lord, but I cannot conflate charity with enmity. Just as how on the battlefield one does not think of charity, so too, while giving away arms, I cannot think of enmity. My vow is like the journey of the sun. Once undertaken, it cannot be retracted. Lord, I implore you, do not deflect me from my plighted promise, so that I may prove to the world that my true strength lies in my skill and my true victory in upholding my word.
I have tried in vain to caution you, son. May your dharma that you so staunchly uphold protect you.
Angaraj, hearing of your unparalleled generosity, I have come to beg alms of you.
It is indeed a blessing to be able to serve wise men like you. Pray tell me, O Brahmin, what is it that you need? Is it land, cattle, riches?
I do not need such trivial gifts that I could have received elsewhere.
Pardon me, O Venerable One. But please enlighten me. What is it that you need of me in particular?
Karna, I need you, a part of your very being. Give me that which you were born with, neither acquired by you, nor required by you. Give me that which shines resplendent upon you, gathering friends and dispelling foes. Give me that which was molded in the elixir of immortality, adorning which immortalizes your frame, disowning which immortalizes your fame. O King, you have promised to give away anything that is in your power to give. Is it in your power to surrender your invincibility in charity?
O Devaraj, I know that you are here, seeking my armor and earrings to benefit the Pandavas. But know that divesting me of my armor cannot debilitate me. Know that my true invincibility lies in my ability to uphold my word.
My offering and pray may my life be sanctified by the sacrifice.
O Karna, you who renounced your divine jewels despite being forewarned, you by your supreme act of sacrifice have achieved the highest of victories. Your glory shall be sung for as long as the sun shines. Henceforth, you shall be known as Danaveer Shura Karna.
Thank you.
our brother Karna shall forever occupy an unmatched position in the annals of history. He shall forever remain synonymous with charity.
The throne of Hastinapura would have received its worthy monarch, for Karna deserves to be a king. And for the sake of this so-called victory, we killed him.
Kaurava raktadharalandu tadisinai karamulu varala satula kanneelaku karanam vainai karamulu bhishma dronadi kuru vruddhula dehambulu nirdaya jeevinai karamulu kavare ee paapaniki sariyena aahutulu
agraja
పాపములేని చోట ఈ ప్రాయశ్చిత్తములేనకో అకట ఈ అంత సౌకృత్యదావానలంబులన్ చల్లార్చడి చిరుజల్లు ఎచట నుండునో
Where will I find solace for my agony? Will it emanate from the lips of a learned one, descend from the high heavens, or walk in through these very doors? Vasudeva, like always, you have arrived here as a remedy to all our maladies. I am unable to bear this torment. This wretched soul has incurred the unforgivable sin of slaying his own kith and kin. Why did this war have to happen at all? Couldn't we have lived in the forest, like the years of exile, content that you are always by our side? Madhava, I have asked this question a million times over and over again. What is this victory that we boast of?
Krishna, you seem to be in a strange contemplation. What are you, the Lord of the universe, meditating upon?
A devotee, in the last moments of his life, is calling out to me. The time has come for his emancipation. Come, let us go to visit our grandsire, Bhishma. Perhaps all your queries will find their answers there.
Pitamaha,
Krishna, fate has finally
with you. What can I offer you, O Vasudeva?
Mahamahim, your love is all that I seek. But the world needs the treasure of your wisdom and guidance.
Pranams, Pitamaha.
Dheergayushman Bhava. What wisdom can I impart to the wise sons of Pandu?
Pitamaha, we are groping for directions in these dark times. The war has left us nothing but remorse and guilt.
Son, death in war is inevitable. Brooding over the loss of lives, do not lose sight of your victory.
You speak of our victory. What triumph can we ever claim? Sometimes I wonder, why did I ever agree to this war? So what if Hastinapura was not ours? We would have been happier in the forest.
Yudhishthira, this war was never for the throne. It was to establish dharma. Hastinapura could never have been ruled by an adharmic king. As the rightful king, it is your dharma to...
Panchali.
Partha, it isn't without reason that she laughs. Child, tell us, what has prompted your laughter?
Grandsire, pardon me. When I was being disrobed in the Kuru Sabha, you never cared to remonstrate that heinous breach of dharma. Isn't it quite amusing that now, to my husbands who are the epitomes of dharma, you elaborate so pedantically about it?
True, child. Being in the company of the Kauravas, eating the food cooked by them, the blood that flowed in me was filled with a misguided sense of loyalty to them. But now that Arjuna's arrows have drained away all that blood, I see clearly again.
And what do you see, Pitamaha?
That we made the wrong choice, Krishna. That we failed to see your divinity. Yudhishthira, you think you won this war on this battlefield of Kurukshetra? No. That day, when the Lord came as your messenger, and the Kauravas foolishly tried to bind the boundless, contain this infinite form, that day, in the royal court of Hastinapura, that day, you won this war.
Thank you.
Tata Shri, have you heard? The Pandavas are sending a peace emissary. What losers. They seem to have given up even before the war has begun.
Finally, they have understood that they shall be crushed under the foot of this mighty Duryodhana. That's why they now beg for peace.
Bhanje, the Pandavas may be weak, but it is that uncanny Vasudeva they send. He is their intelligence. We must be alert. Capture this cowherd, and the rest of them can be tamed like docile lambs. Duryodhan, this is your opportunity. Seize the moment.
Yadukul Anandan, Yadav Shresht, Dwarakadhish, Vasudev Shri Krishna, Padhar Rahe Hai.
Pranams Maharaj. To all assembled here, please accept my salutations.
Your presence in this Sabha gladdens us all. Please accept a seat, O noble one, and tell us, what messages have my dear Panduputras sent?
O wise king, I come here of my own volition in pursuit of peace. The Pandavas do not desire strife. They only wish to claim what is rightfully theirs. Return Indraprastha to them.
Vasudeva, I would be most willing to return Indraprastha if it were mine. But it belongs to Duryodhana.
O king, for once, drop the cloak of a father and command as a king. It is the decision to be taken by the emperor, and all must adhere to it, irrespective of our positions or relationships.
But Pitamaha, didn't Yudhishthira lose Indraprastha to Duryodhana?
Maharaj, the Pandavas have completed their 13 years of exile. It is only just that you return what is lawfully theirs.
Huh? Why Indraprastha? Go and offer even Hastinapura to Yudhishthira. Go, Duryodhana. Go. Go. Fall at the feet of your elder brother and offer your servitude.
Enough, Mama Shri. Enough of this nonsense. Look here, Vasudeva. I do not accept this proposal.
Think before you speak, O Crown Prince. Your rampant greed and unbridled ambition will hurtle the Kuru dynasty to doom.
O King, pay heed to the wise words of Vasudeva. This war has neither victory nor defeat, for it results only in the destruction of your family.
Death is imminent, Guru Varya, but it shall be me who shall single-handedly send those Pandavas into the hands of Yama. Nothing can affect my friend as long as I am his armor.
Angaraj, the battle of Virata has not been forgotten. Wasn't it this very assembly of warriors that were demolished single-handedly by Arjuna?
Duryodhana, a jackal that rouses a sleeping lion is only knocking on the doors of death. Do not underestimate the valor of your cousins.
Jinda pai kapiraju mundu sitavaji sreni ulguchi ne dandam bungoni tolu sendanamu meedan nari sarinchuchun gandi vambu dharinchi phalgunudu nee mookal chinduchunnappudu ee karnulu padivelu raina marinotturu chatturu rajaraja naa palukulu vishwasimpudu okkandunu okkandunu రుక్ష్మానాథ సందింపగం.
డిస్పైట్ దేర్ మైట్ ఆల్ ది సీక్ ఇస్ పీస్. ఓ కింగ్, ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద ఇంట్రెస్ట్ అండ్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ది కురు డైనెస్టీ దట్ ఐ స్టాండ్ హియర్ విత్ వన్ ఫైనల్ ప్రపోజల్. ఆల్ ఐ ఆస్క్ is 5 villages for the Pandavas: Avisthal, Varkasthal, Makhandi, Varnavat, and any other one of your choice as the 5th.
Is this the way you make a proposal, Vasudeva? Those villages have already been given away by my brother.
And you want him to take them back and give it to those unworthy Pandavas, huh?
Son, give away those 5 villages.
No, I shall not give those 5 villages. I shall with all my heart embrace a diseased and pus-oozing leper. But I will not give those Pandavas 5 villages. I am willing to give away my entire kingdom in charity. But I will not give those 5 villages. I may chop this head and offer it as a feast to hungry vultures, but never, never give away those 5 villages.
5 villages?
5 villages? What 5 villages, Krishna? I will not give those Pandavas even a needle tip of land.
Speak up, Maharaj. Do you want this assembly to be defiled further by the malice of your sons?
Maharaj, all they ask is 5 villages. What price would such a request demand?
Ye chal hai Maharaj. Today you will give them 5 villages. Tomorrow they will gather their allies gradually and pose a threat to the throne of Hastinapura itself. Is this not your true intention, O messenger of peace?
Yes, Vasudeva. What assurance can you give to my beloved sons?
Maharaj, you are blinded not by your lack of sight, but by your affection for them. Give up this attachment and do what you must. As the king, it is your decision. All they ask is just 5 villages. Just 5.
Just 5. Pandava, only they matter to you, Krishna. You condemn the affection of the emperor for his sons. But what about your love for the Pandavas?
For once you are right, Mama Shri. Let me state in unequivocal terms. Today, I come not as a neutral negotiator, but as a messenger on behalf of the Pandavas. I shall not lift a weapon, but I stand on their side, for dharma resides there. The Pandavas and me are inseparable.
Matpada dvayambo ghana madri putrulu matpahu dvayambu gade dhanunjayundu కౌస్తుభమణి విరాజిల్లెడి ఈ మహోరస్కమ్మె కదా మహోదరుడు. అధర్మమునకు అసత్యమునకు తలొక్కని నర్మదుండే కదా ఈ శిరస్సు. ధర్మపరులౌ మనుజుల మనమ్ములయుండెడి వాస్తుదేవుడు ధర్మగ్లానిని సహించనేరడు. సత్యము తెలుసుకులుడి సభికులారా
దుర్యోధన, యూ హ్యావ్ బీన్ వార్న్డ్. ఇఫ్ హస్తినాపుర షల్ నాట్ ఫాలో ధర్మ, then the battlefield of Kurukshetra shall enforce it. Rivers of blood shall flow and rotting corpses
shall cover every inch of Kurukshetra.
As Bhima fulfills his terrible vow, Dushasana will have his chest rent asunder by his mighty mace. And this Duryodhana will lie all by himself, clamoring for death. Maharaj, you will lose everything. Gandhari and you will fall short of tears to wet the corpses of your 100 sons.
Vasudeva! You have crossed your limits. I will rip out your tongue and...
Duryodhana! You wretched fool! One more word?
Let him say, grandsire. What would you have done? Ripped my tongue and...
I will shackle you and throw you into the darkest of dungeons!
Then do so by all means.
If you can.
Not!
God himself claimed you as his very own. What more do you need?
It was indeed our good fortune that we chose Krishna to side by us during the war.
True. The very thought of Madhava not being by our side itself is terrifying.
Son, you think it was you who chose Krishna to be on your side? It was Krishna who decided to be on your side, for Dharma resides with you.
But grandsire, where is Dharma in what we have done?
Dharmaja, I say this with utmost conviction. Your only Dharma is to follow Krishna. Nothing else matters, right or wrong, victory or defeat. When he is on your side, Dharma, victory, prosperity, everything shall follow.
Pitamaha.
The same problem with all seekers of wisdom. Never satisfied with an answer. Son, maybe the time is not ripe yet. Perhaps when you are at my stage, in the last moments of your earthly sojourn, Krishna himself will grant you the blessing of this understanding. O valiant sons of Pandu,
go forth and rule Hastinapura. Fulfill your kingly duties in full adherence to Dharma.
Pitamaha, how can we leave you here?
The Lord is with me, O Kaunteyas. Now go, Vijayi Bhava. Hey, Bhakta Paradhina, when the entire universe moves according to your will, you submit yourself to your devotee's will. Vasudeva, can you hear a plea from this old man?
Pitamaha, you are the very personification of Shanta Bhakti. A devotee like you must not plead with me. Command me.
The auspicious hour of the Uttarayana draws near, and Narayana himself stands by my side. Oh, how I have longed for this moment my entire life. Vasudeva, relieve me from the shackles of this earthly bondage. Let me be bound to you. Take me, Krishna. Make me yours.
Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gaganasadrisham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmi
since the war. Now the Dharma was established, this form seamlessly slipped away with the shot of a single arrow. The Pandavas, verily the parts of this body, could no longer live, deprived of their soul. And thus they began the Mahaprasthana with their minds firmly fixed on me. The brambles and thorns on their path ripped through their feet, but not their souls. Gradually in exhaustion and fatigue, their mortal frames withered away one by one, leaving my dear Dharmaja all alone. In this human solitude, with the company of a mute dog, he is inching towards self-realization. But what is that for him? Are they the musings of his grandsire? His memories of my leelas, his understanding of true victory? What is it? I cannot wait any more than each one of you to find out how this momentous journey
of the son of Dharma ends.
Beyond this summit lies the tranquil land of the immortals, untouched by pain, unaffected by the avarice of humanness. But where shall I go from here? For I see no path ahead. Perhaps all that I seek ends here.
Yudhishthira, I, Indra, welcome you to Amaravati, the home of the Devas. You have won all the felicities of heaven. Honor us and come with me.
O Devendra, I have no words to extol your generous gesture. But I have one small prayer. This dog has followed me from Hastinapura. It is devoted to me, permitted to enter heaven along with me.
O the greatest Guru, only a human being has the right to attain immortality. But a dog? No. Such a lowly creature cannot be allowed to ascend to the exalted territory of the celestial beings. Abandon it, O son of Dharma.
This creature you deem lowly has followed me through the dreary wilderness, desolate deserts and icy slopes. It has shared my hunger, my fatigue and my hope. I cannot abandon it.
You have reached the threshold of heaven. So heed, Yudhishthira. The rules of heaven are forged in eternity's hearth. Your earthly emotions cannot unsettle them.
All these acts of mine, which have earned me this privilege, will be destroyed if I act without compassion. No, I must choose this loyal dog over this heavenly dogma. I cannot accept such a heaven whose dwarf doctrines have no place for kindness and loyalty.
Yudhishthira, my son.
Father?
Heaven truly belongs to them who are ready to renounce it for upholding righteousness. Dharma has become your very breath. Now come and claim what you rightfully deserve.
You have the rarest privilege of ascending heaven in human form. Look here, O son of Pandu. Your ancestors, your brothers, wait here to welcome you to this celestial abode.
Duryodhana, Dushasana, why are they here?
Yudhishthira, your cousins have attained Viragati. Having sacrificed their lives on the battlefield, they have rightfully claimed their place in heaven.
And my brothers, who have sacrificed their entire lives for the establishment of Dharma, do they not deserve a place in heaven? Forgive me, Father, but I cannot reside where my brothers are not. Please take me to them. I beg of you.
Well, my son, follow me.
Krishna yatra patho dhanurdhara tatra shri vijayo bhuti dhruvani tirmatir mama
Where have you brought me, Father? What inauspicious region is this that reeks of such deathly foulness? It is like the Kurukshetra, filled with rotting corpses. I cannot bear to be in this place any longer. Please take me to where my brothers are.
O son of Dharma, do stay a moment. We beseech you.
Yes, brother. Do stay for a while.
Who are you? Agraja, have you forgotten us?
Agraja, I am Bhima.
I am Arjuna.
Arya, your presence fills us with tremendous happiness. Please stay here longer.
Panchali, aren't these voices singed in pain? Those of my brothers? They have been righteous throughout and yet have been made captive in this land of misery. And there, in the dazzling court of Indra, the Kauravas, responsible for the massacre of millions, are endured with gratification, befitting the gods.
O son, why tie yourself in this bondage now, when the gates of heaven are open for you? You have already endured enough pain for this lifetime.
There has not been a moment of pain or pleasure that I have not shared with my brothers. I am no less a sinner than they are. Father, I shall remain here and comfort my afflicted brothers.
My dear Dharmaja.
Vasudeva.
Rise, Dharmaraja. This was just another test. And you have proven once again that you are indeed the most virtuous of men. O Purushottama, you were ready to give up heaven to grant respite to those bound in hell.
Lord, the wonders of heaven no longer entice me, for now I have you with me.
The words of Pitamaha have indeed come true.
I now understand that all I need to do is to aspire for your sannidhi. My heaven is where you are, Vasudeva.
But where am I not, Yudhishthira? Inchi inchi of this prapancha reverberates with my spirit. All forms are mine. All names are mine. All words are mine. And all thoughts are mine. I shine in the sun, sleep in a rock, crawl in an insect, fly in a bird, run in an animal, and love in man.
O Lord of the universe, forgive me for my misgivings. How foolish of me to stay in your presence and yet not understand this divine truth.
Dear Dharmaja, the divine truth can never be understood. It can only be experienced. Who killed whom? Who sided by whom? It was all me. I took upon a terrible vow as Bhishma, counseled wisely as Vidura, was attached to my sons as Dhritarashtra, was arrogant as Duryodhana, blinded by friendship as Karna, schemed as Shakuni, refused to fight as Arjuna, was disrobed as Draupadi, slaughtered the Kauravas as Bhima, adhered to Dharma as you, and even bestowed the Gita as the Sanatana Sarathi. It was me, Yudhishthira, me all along.
Brahmanandam paramasukhadam kevalam jnanamuktim vandvadvitam gaganasadrisham tatvamasyadilaksham ekam nityam vimalamachalam sarvati sakshibhutam bhavadidam trigunaravitam satgurum tam namami satgurum tam namami satgurum tam namami.
When I am everything, where is the question of true victory or defeat for you? It is all my plan to show the world that dharma must always triumph over adharma. Surrender completely unto me, for all of this is but a divine play, where each one of you is a patradhari and I the sutradhari. This realization is true liberation.
एक पल में दिल तेरा दीवाना हुआ, नजरें मिली तुमसे फसाना हुआ, एक पल में दिल तेरा
Bye. Bye. సాయి గోపాలా
జగత్పతి హరి సాయి గోపాలా
జగత్పతి హరి సాయి గోపాలా
జగత్పతి హరి సాయి గోపాలా
జగదోదారా సాయి నందరాలా
జగదోదారా
సాయి నందరాలా
Thank you.
ke saath.